Now, verse 28, I want you to focus all your attention on this. Therefore, I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. And they worship the Lord there. That's the word of the Lord that I want to speak over every one of those children. Are you ready? When Jesus, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. When Jesus saw this, now let's stop at verse 13. People was bringing children to him, referred to Jesus, so that he would touch and bless them. Underline those two words, touch and bless them. Now, I want to point this out to you. As you minister to people, remember, okay, Jesus touched and then he released his faith. Hallelujah. There's always a point where you release your faith. Glory to God. The touch is a point of contact. The faith release is what activates the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what blessed. The anointing that's released in your life is your blessed clothes. So Jesus touched them and we could say, anointed them, because that's the blessing. But the disciple reprimanded them and discouraged them from coming. And these Jesus disciples now, they're saying in a tone that is so displeasing to Jesus, keep those kids away, get out of here. You don't have time for children. Jesus got a vast ministry. He's ministering to thousands of thousands. You bringing these kids, get those kids away from Jesus. Keep them away from Jesus. Now, let's take a look at Jesus. When Jesus saw this, when he saw what they were doing, right? He got an attitude. Now, I don't see this attitude that much with Jesus. Actually, I can't recall maybe one other place that this word was missing, was mentioned, indignant. Now, I looked the word up, okay? So you would make no mistake of how Jesus behaved when he saw that. It says, feelings characterized by or expressed strong displeasure at something. Now, this applies to Jesus at something he saw. Now, we know what he saw. He saw those disciples refusing those children to come to him. It says displeasure at something unjust, offensive, insulting, and or abased. So we see Jesus' attitude here, huh? It was like the time he went into the temple and they were selling dough for money, and Jesus got angry, indignant, kicked over the table, got a whip, whop, and he used scripture too. He says, my father's house shall be called the house of prayer, but you've turned into a den of thieves. Whop. So Jesus had an attitude. He do not lack injustice, and definitely you look at this, he do not lack the abuse of children. So you need to be careful. We need to be careful. The world need to be careful. Our country need to be careful how we look at this thing when it comes to children. Now listen to what Jesus said. Allow the children to come to me. Do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as thee. Now, he's talking about the kingdom of God, is he not? Then listen to this. He says in verse 15, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever does not receive, everybody say receive. Notice the Bible says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. Right. And welcome the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all. A child heart is so receptive. You know, I got little grandbabies, even with my children. When you discipline them, less than a minute, they're back and hugging you again. Lord, if only our heart was like that. You get adults, you know, like you whip me off. You correct me, you know. It's going to be a few months before I speak to you again. And no one here now. But a child is so receptive. My grandbabies just swallow everything Papa say. The other night we were at the football game. I shared this with you. Okay. And so they was winning, and all of a sudden the boy on the ground, Franklin player on the ground, and I see one of the central guys be like, and then the whole football team on both sides ran on the field, and fan was on the field, and there was fight. I grabbed my grandbaby, she's 5. I said, let's go. I was indignant. I was totally displeased with it. So I said to her, that don't make no sense. They up there acting stupid. She looked up at me, Papa, don't say that. I said, I didn't say they were stupid. I said they were acting stupid. She says, Mama said, that's not a good word. I said, okay. I said, well, foolish. She said nothing about that one. Because why? Her mama didn't say anything about that word. So 2 or 3 weeks later, she visited me again, maybe about 2 weeks. And we went to another football game. But while we was out, you know, the Lord reminded me, go back to that and say some things to her about it. So I said, Ryan, you remember that time I used that word stupid? He said, yeah. She said, Mama told us not to say it. I said, you're right. I said, but Papa, I'm not sure if I asked you to forgive me for saying, but I want you to forgive me for saying, because no, we don't use those. She said, I said, but you know now. See, this is still part of children and dedicating your children. There's more involved than just having children. Parenting is more than just having a child. And it began with the inside of the parent. And you have to be humble enough to humble yourself to say to a child, I was wrong, forgive me. So I get down where they're at and look right in their eyes. I say, Papa, I'm wrong. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Are you listening? I said, no, you don't use that. But I said, attitude, you know the attitude. There's good attitude and bad attitude. I said, and Papa don't like it. So we went on. But I wanted to make sure I went back and watered that seed. Why? Because Jesus is so concerned about the soul of children. Their soul is totally innocent and it's open to any form of information that we allow them to be exposed. We're the keeper, the watcher of their soul. Jesus loves the soul of everybody, but he is so concerned with the soul. We as parents, we have that soul. And so when you get a child, you realize, we must always realize, that is a calling. Whoever does not receive and welcome the kingdom of God like a child would not enter it at all. He took the children, amplified by one by one, in his arm and blessed with kind, encouraging words, placing his hand on. I just thought about what a marvelous demonstration the Holy Spirit has given us in the scripture of the love and the compassion of Jesus, that he would take time out, as busy as he is, as powerful as he is, to stoop and to hold one by one every little. Can you imagine how long that took? And blessed them and gave them encouraging words. Now, you got to understand this. Under the Old Testament, they didn't have the revelation that the New Testament had. So a lot of stuff was blamed on the Lord because they didn't have revelation about the devil and demons and principality as we do, because they didn't have the spirit within. So they blame everything. But I want to make it abundantly known to you. The Lord was not the reason why she chilled, okay? All right. Because the Lord said in the beginning, be fruitful and multiply. So all this came in as a result of Adam falling from grace. Helen, I said, oh my Lord, as surely as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood beside you here praying to the Lord. For this child, I pray. And the Lord has granted me my request when I asked of him. Glory to God. Now, verse 28, I want you to focus all your attention on this. Therefore, I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. And they worship the Lord there. That's the word of the Lord that I'm going to speak over every one of those children that I dedicated right here. Verse 28. Parents of these children, grandparents of these children, but especially you parents, write this scripture down. This is the word of the Lord to you for your child.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus, and faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.